Bamidbar, Numbers, chapter 15. And Yahuwah spoke to Moshe, saying,
Speak to the children of Israel, and say to them, When you have come into the land of your dwellings, which I am giving you, and you make an offering by fire to Yahuwah, a burnt offering or a slaughtering, to accomplish a vow, or as a voluntary offering, or in your appointed times, to make a sweet fragrance to Yahuwah from the herd or the flock, then he who brings near his offering to Yahuwah shall bring near a grain offering of 1/10 part of fine flour, mixed with 1/4 of a hin of oil and 1/4 of a hin of wine, as a drink offering you prepare with the burnt offering or the slaughtering for each lamb. Or for a ram you prepare as a grain offering 2/10 parts of fine flour, mixed with 1/3 of a hin of oil, and as a drink offering, you bring 1/3 of a hin of wine as a sweet fragrance to Yahuwah. And when you prepare a young bull as a burnt offering, or as a slaughtering to accomplish a vow, or as a peace offering to Yahuwah, then shall be brought with the young bull a grain offering of 3/10 parts of fine flour mixed with a half a hin of oil, and bring as the drink offering 1/2 a hin of wine as an offering made by fire, a sweet fragrance to Yahuwah. This is what is done for each young bull, for each ram, or for each lamb or young goat, according to the number that you prepare. So you do for each one according to their number. Let all who are native do so with them, in bringing near an offering made by fire, a sweet fragrance to Yahuwah. And when a stranger sojourns with you, or whoever is among you throughout your generations, and would make an offering made by fire, a sweet fragrance to Yahuwah, as you do, so he does. One law is for you of the assembly and for the stranger who sojourns with you, a law forever throughout your generations. As you are, so is the stranger before Yahuwah. One Torah and one right ruling is for you and for the stranger who sojourns with you.
And Yahuwah spoke to Moshe, saying,
Speak to the children of Israel and say to them, When you come into the land to which I bring you, then it shall be, when you eat of the bread of the land, that you present a contribution to Yahuwah. Present a cake of the first of your dough as a contribution of the threshing floor you present it. Of the first of your dough, you are to give to Yahuwah a contribution throughout your generations. And when you sin by mistake, and do not do all these commands which Yahuwah has spoken to Moshe, all that Yahuwah has commanded you by the hand of Moshe, from the day Yahuwah gave command and onward throughout your generations, then it shall be, if it is done by mistake without the knowledge of the congregation, that all the congregation shall prepare one young bull as a burnt offering, as a sweet fragrance to Yahuwah, with its grain offering and its drink offering, according to the right ruling, and one male goat as a sin offering. Then the Kohen shall make atonement for all the congregation of the children of Israel, and it shall be forgiven them, for it was by mistake. And they shall bring their offering, an offering made by fire to Yahuwah, and their sin offering before Yahuwah for their mistake. And it shall be forgiven all the congregation of the children of Israel and the stranger who sojourns in their midst, because all the people did it by mistake. And if a being sins by mistake, then he shall bring a female goat, a year old, as a sin offering. And the Kohen shall make atonement for the being who strays by mistake when he sins by mistake before Yahuwah, to make atonement for him, and it shall be forgiven him. For him who makes a mistake, there is one Torah, both for him who is native among the children of Israel and for the stranger who sojourns in their midst. But the being who acts defiantly, whether he is native or a stranger, he reviles Yahuwah, and that being shall be cut off from among his people, because he has despised the word of Yahuwah and has broken his command. That being shall certainly be cut off. His wickedness is upon him.
And While the children of Yisrael were in the wilderness, they found a man gathering sticks on the Shabbat day. And those who found him gathering sticks brought him to Moshe and to Aharon and to all the congregation. And they put him in under guard because it had not been declared what should be done to him. And Yahuwah said to Moshe,
"The man shall certainly be put to death, all the congregation stoning him with stones outside the camp."
And all the congregation brought him outside the camp and stoned him with stones, as Yahuwah commanded Moshe, and he died. And Yahuwah spoke to Moshe, saying,
"Speak to the children of Israel, and you shall say to them to make tzitzit on the corners of their garments throughout their generations, and to put a blue cord in the tzitzit of the corners, and it shall be to you for a tzitzit, and you shall see it, and shall remember all the commands of Yahuwah, and shall do them, and not search after your own heart and your own eyes, after which you went whoring, so that you remember and shall do all my commands, and be Kodesh unto your Elohim. I am Yahuwah, your Elohim, who brought you out of the land of Mitzrayim to be your Elohim. I am Yahuwah, your Elohim."